This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know how at the end of every show, we ask you what scares you? Well, you've been telling us. And we've taken thousands of your fears and put them into a random fear generator. Every time you click on it, you see a new fear. Like this one from Samantha Boone in North Carolina. She told us she's afraid that my children's friends will turn them into little shits one day and destroy their innocence. Find the random fear generator at 10thingspodcast.org. Today's episode also comes from a listener.
Number one, paper cuts between my fingers. Number two, not being enough for the people that I love. Number three, chewing on tinfoil. This is a weird one, but you know when you like get a burrito or something, you accidentally chew on a little bit of tinfoil and it feels weird for a second? Well, I can't stop thinking about that sometimes, and it scares me. Number four, never getting to a place where I can support myself with my own work. Number five, malls. People are so fucking aimless in malls. Just go where you're going. I don't understand. Like, go to the Apple store. That's where you have to go. Walk faster. Number six, being brainwashed by a cult leader. And that's the kind of thing, because you hear about cults and you watch all these documentaries and stuff, and you always think the people are so stupid and vulnerable, but like, what if you are that stupid and vulnerable? What if I am that stupid and vulnerable? Number seven, staying with the wrong person because I don't want to be alone or because I don't want to hurt them. Number eight, being vulnerable with new people who I like or even love and finding out they can't be there for me the way that I need them to be and having all the hopes I placed into that relationship shattered. Number nine, being wrong about who I think that I am. Number 10, being attacked and being too stunned to scream. My name is Kim, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Was Kim from California. Next time you're chewing on a piece of burrito tin foil, think of Kim and tell us your fears at 10thingspodcast.org. While you're there, check out the random fear generator.